feel so fine and we hardly hit the ground. So I said, maybe we could make a reservation for some wine with candlelight and conversation. She said, the first step is the two-step. I'm here to dance, nothing more. Then we'll talk. Well, first things first, let's two-step, then we'll talk.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI agents entering the official residence of New York City Mayor Eric Adams this morning. They seized his phone ahead of a criminal indictment expected to be unsealed shortly. The mayor, in a video message overnight, saying when the charges are revealed,
these charges will be entirely false, based on lies.
Several of the mayor's inner circle have recently resigned. Adams says he will not step down. Along the Florida Panhandle and Gulf Coast, people are bracing for Hurricane Helene. ABC's Whit Johnson's in Tampa.
You might remember Hurricane Idalia caused significant flooding in this area. Flooding always an issue here, so that's why officials are so concerned with this one. Transportation getting out of Tampa is also increasingly becoming difficult. The Tampa International Airport shut down this morning to commercial and cargo traffic at 2 a.m. It's expected to remain closed until Friday.
ABC's Whit Johnson in Tampa, Florida. This is ABC News. New warnings about your packages, with officials now worried that some crooks may be getting an inside track on delivery of information. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Police say vigilant thieves are tracking deliveries of the new iPhone, which hit the market last week. This kind of porch piracy isn't new. In July, a man was caught on camera near Boston stealing an iPhone immediately after it was delivered, part of a string of similar delivery thefts in that area. But the release of the new iPhone means more thefts. Police are now trying to determine if customers' shipping information was somehow leaked, giving thieves a roadmap to their targets.
Police say if you're having something expensive delivered, require a signature or consider arranging to pick it up at some secure location. And a plea for help from the Prime Minister of the Bahamas.
We're standing on ground that is quickly disappearing.
Philippe Davis says rising sea levels are literally eating away at his country. The cost of recovering from recent climate change-fueled hurricanes has put the Bahamas $10 billion in debt. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. More summertime weather today with sunshine and highs right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be light tonight, clear with a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. The weekend, we're going to keep it rolling with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s to low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wausau City Clerk has turned over the details of the ballot drop box removal at Wausau City Hall to the Marathon County District Attorney and Wisconsin Elections Commission. Mayor Doug Dinney removed the box Sunday, saying it wasn't secure enough and anyone could have walked off with it. A new state program can assist owners of older homes in Wisconsin. The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program can help pay for critical repairs and improvements that increase energy efficiency, safety, and security. It provides low-income loans between $5,000 and $50,000 to owners of homes more than 40 years old. And the DNR is taking applications for its Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program. The grant funds projects that teach people the skills, knowledge, and attitudes to be responsible and safe hunters. A total grant pool of $125,000 available. More info is available at the DNR's website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Donald Trump's back, and he's out for control.
I would have every right to go after them.
Complete control.
I will wield that power very aggressively.
And he has a plan to get it.
Detailed plans for exactly what our movement will do.
It's called Project 2025, a 922-page blueprint to make Donald Trump the most powerful president ever. Overhauling the Department of Justice, giving Trump the unchecked power to seek vengeance, eliminating the Department of Education, and defunding K-12 schools, requiring the government to monitor women's pregnancies, and Trump has also proposed severe cuts to Medicare and Social Security. Those are Donald Trump's plans.
Well, revenge does take time, I will say that. And sometimes revenge can be justified.
He'll take control. We'll pay the price.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. Paid for by Harris for President.
Heike Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Heike Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Heike Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Victoria Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. And Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durand. A pastor who resigned his position at 2 Wabasha County churches before returning to India is now under investigation for allegedly stealing from parishioners. Law enforcement requested a search warrant for a bank account owned by Father Prince Raja on September 16th. Members of the churches in Winona and Kellogg say Raja requested money from them that was never repaid, then left the country owing them more than $70,000. The Diocese of Winona-Rochester says Raja resigned and returned to India for personal reasons at the end of June. The diocese also says no parish funds were affected by his actions, and it is cooperating with local law enforcement. Police in Chippewa Falls say the latest school threat was, once again, not credible. Officers say they will step up patrols at the city's middle school for the next few days out of an abundance of caution, but they don't expect any problems. Chippewa Falls schools are not saying just what the latest threat entailed. Wisconsin has seen a wave of school threats over the last 2 weeks. The Attorney General's office says nearly 150 school threats have come into schools across the state since the middle of the month. A 16-year-old is the prime suspect in a series of thefts from Lake Halley. Police say they arrested the teen Saturday. Investigators say the teenager was on house arrest because of a previous arrest and stole at least two cars. They say the teen also stole at least one gun. Lake Halley police say the case is another reminder to lock your car and make sure your valuables are secured. The Justice Department is suing two rural Rusk County communities over their decision to scrap their electronic voting machines. The Biden administration filed its lawsuit last week against Thornapple and Lawrence townships. Both communities voted last year to stop using their electronic voting machines. The Department of Justice complaint says federal law requires at least one electronic voting machine at each polling place so that disabled voters have an option. Lawrence Township leaders say they've already settled with the Justice Department and will bring their electronic machine back. Thornapple Township, however, will continue to fight the case. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
A longtime frozen food delivery service is shutting down its operations in Wisconsin. Cygnus Home Service let the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development know that in November it will close 8 facilities around the state for Yellow, formerly known as Schwann's Home Delivery. A total of 79 workers will be laid off due to the closures. The company cited pandemic-driven staffing shortages and supply chain disruptions as the reason for the closures. Schwann's began its home delivery business in 1952. Less than half of UW-Madison's new record-breaking freshman class is from Wisconsin. The university released its 2024 freshman enrollment numbers this week. There were 8,500 freshmen this year, a 7% increase from last year. But just 3,800 of those kids are from Wisconsin. The rest are from across the country. UW-Madison continues to be a very popular school. The university said nearly 66,000 would-be freshmen applied to UW-Madison. Nearly 80% of them were rejected. Wausau's absentee ballot drop box appeared and disappeared outside City Hall last weekend. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny admits to wheeling the box into his office after noticing it wasn't bolted down and secured. Denny told WSAU he was, quote, dumbfounded, unquote, and that the unsecured box could have been thrown into a river, quote, unquote. Denny said he was caught off guard and would like more input from the city council and public, although the Wisconsin Supreme Court recently gave authority over the boxes to local clerks. The mayor says he'll respect any decision to have the drop box placed and secured outside City Hall if the clerk chooses. A photo of Denny wheeling the box into City Hall drew sharp backlash from some of the city council, including Council President Lisa Rasmussen, who questioned the legality and ethics of the move. It's not clear if any laws were broken. A Minnesota man is being honored for saving an 85-year-old man's life last year. The Carnegie Hero Fund plans to award the Carnegie Medal to 25-year-old Dalton Gross of Waterville. Gross was working on a boat in Albert Lea last September when he and a coworker saw a truck go over a retaining wall and into Fountain Lake. Gross took the boat to the crash scene and dived into the lake, pulling Dwight Weiss out of the truck and carrying him to shore. Weiss and Gross were both uninjured. Gross is one of 18 people who is receiving the medal this year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
More summertime weather today with sunshine and highs right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be light tonight, clear with a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. The weekend, we're going to keep it rolling with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s to low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand, or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
Freddie Peralta reached 200 strikeouts for the second straight season, but the Brewers fell to the Pirates 2-1 on Wednesday night in Pittsburgh. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Manager Pat Murphy allowed Peralta to take the mound to start the sixth inning, allowing Peralta to reach 200.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like any player that gets that close to a milestone and is throwing the ball good, I thought he let the inning before get away from him, focusing maybe too much on a result, not enough on the process of just getting him out. I think that led to the two runs, to be quite honest with you, but you don't know for sure. But it sure seemed like he was trying to get that last punch out to get 200. It's a great honor. I mean, it's a great milestone for any starting pitcher.
Coupled with a Phillies 9-6 win over the Cubs last night, and the Brewers are now relegated to having to play in the National League Wild Card Series next week, while the Phillies clinch the first round bye. Jake Bowers homered for the Brewers' only run. Jordan Love is getting closer to returning to the lineup for the Packers when they host the division-leading Vikings at Lambeau on Sunday. Love said his knee is getting better every day, and he's less limited this week than last.
Yeah, I mean, we're building it up for sure. Every day is a little bit better, and it's kind of just based on how I'm feeling. And kind of just basing off of like practice today, how I'm feeling, and going from there.
Sunday's game against the Vikings marks the return of running back Aaron Jones. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie said Jones was a great teammate.
He's just always the same guy, on, off the field. You know, he's always, you know, quick to wrap the shoulder around you if he sees you having an off day, and always try to bring you up, so I always respected that about him.
Week 4 of the NFL season kicking off tonight in New York, where the Giants play host to the Cowboys. Both teams are off to 1-2 starts. 7th-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team fell to number 17 Minnesota in 5 sets in their Big Ten opener in the Twin Cities last night. Wisconsin's at Northwestern on Saturday. 15th President's Cup tees off from the Royal Montreal Golf Club today. The U.S. is looking to continue its dominance over the international team, having won 9 straight in the series. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at metamucil.com.
The Minnesota Twins scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 7th during an 8-3 win over the Miami Marlins at Target Field. Byron Buxton tied the game at 3 with a solo home run in the bottom of the 4th before Manuel Margot scored on a throwing error in the 7th to spark Minnesota's rally. Griffin Jacks earned his 5th win in relief. The Twins are still 2 games out of the final AL wildcard spot. David Festa starts for Minnesota tonight. Jonathan Green's dominant performance in Week 3 is earning league-wide honors. The Vikings' edge rusher was named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week yesterday. Greenard had 3 sacks against his former team Sunday as Minnesota rolled to a 34-7 win over the Houston Texans. Now the Vikings will visit the Packers in Week 4. The Minnesota Lynx had no trouble dismissing the Phoenix Mercury with a 101-88 win in Game 2, the first round of the WNBA playoffs at the Target Center. Minnesota swept the best of 3 series behind a dominant performance from Nafsia Kolir, who tied a playoff record with 42. Kayla McBride chipped in with 15 in the victory. The Lynx will take on the Connecticut Sun in the semifinals on Sunday. The Minnesota Wild never led during a 5-2 preseason loss to the Dallas Stars at American Airlines Center yesterday. Dallas scored the first 2 goals of the game in the first period and led the rest of the way. Minnesota will host Winnipeg tomorrow night. The Minnesota Timberwolves will add some organizational depth. The team signed guard Skylar Mays and Trevor Keels and forward Jaden Ledee and Eugene Amore to contracts yesterday. The players will all compete for a spot on Minnesota's regular season roster when training camp begins on Tuesday.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. If you like fishing for smallmouth bass, you must love this time of year because the smallmouth are biting. I find this to be one of my favorite times of the year, and I'll tell you what I do to catch them, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
I love this time of year because the smallmouth bass are biting. This is when you can catch a lot of smallies in a short period of time. You only need a few hours each day to literally wear yourself out. What I do is rig 2 rods, one with a lipless crankbait and one with a drop shot rig, and I make sure I've got some smaller sucker minnows. I call them the walleye size suckers in my live well. And I go out and I start with the lipless crankbait. Cast it out, let it sink to the bottom. Make sure that that lure settles. You'll see that line just go slack as soon as that lure hits the bottom. And then you just slow it back. Retrieve it nice and easy. And it will give off just enough vibration and sound to trigger strikes where those smallmouth are lurking. And if that doesn't work, you switch over to the drop shot rig with the sucker minnow and you work deeper structure. And that is where they'll be hanging if they're not in that shallower water and getting triggered by those crankbaits. So lipless crankbaits, sucker minnows, either way, you're going to catch a lot of smallmouth this time of year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Forecast for today. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We'll have highs low 80s, southwest winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows low 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, fog in the morning, highs low 80s. Saturday, sunshine, highs once again, low 80s. Currently across the region, we do have sunshine. Plum City now at 64. Wabasha, Nelson, Pepin, and Lake City at 56. Ogallie and Mondovi at 55. Here at WRDN, we do have some sunshine. 56 with Jessica Andrews and Who I Am. It's 8:25.
If I live to be 100 and never see the 7 wonders, that'll be all right. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who drops, knowing I will be just fine, 'cause nothing changes who I am. I am Rosemary's granddaughter, the spitting image of my father, and when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan. Sometimes I'm clueless and I'm clumsy, but I got friends that love me, and they know.
when it's over. Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room. Sway you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Tyler Hubbard, Dancing in the Country, 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. This reminder of the Mondovi Firemen's Fall Festival coming up on Saturday at Barnegan Lodge. Doors open up at 1. Food, refreshments, and raffles available. And music from the Bennett Valley Gray Band will be from 3 to 5 and from 6 till 8. Let's run down birthdays for today. This actor appeared on several television shows, including Battlestar Galactica, but I remember him from One Adam 12. Kent McCord, 82 today. Country singer Carlene Carter, 69. She's the daughter of June Carter Cash and her first husband, Carl Smith. She's recorded 12 albums since 1978 and had 3 singles hit number 3 in the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. This actress is best known for starring in the Terminator films as Sarah Connor. Yep, Linda Hamilton, 68 today. This actress is best known for her role as Mary Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie. Melissa Sue Anderson, 62 today. Also, tennis star Serena Williams is 43. She has 23 Grand Slam single titles under her belt, the most of any open-era player, and the second most of all time, only behind Margaret Court. Okay. Also, TV host and producer Nev Schulman is 40s, a part of the documentary Catfish. Born on this date, legendary pioneer Johnny Appleseed, born in the state in 1774. Optical instrument inventor Edward Bausch, born in the state in 1854. He's best remembered for his role as, or check that, he's the chairman of Bausch and Laum Optical Company, okay? Actor Edwin Gwenn, born in the state in 1877, he's best remembered for his role as Kris Kringle in the film Miracle on 34th Street. Nobel Prize-winning poet T.S. Eliot, born in the state in 1888. Actor George Raft, born in the state in 1895, he appeared in several films, including Some Like It Hot and Scarface. Fitness guru Jack LaLanne, born in the state in 1914. Country Music Hall of Famer Marty Robbins, born in the state in 1925. The singer and actress starred on the television show Emergency. Ah, Nurse Dixie, who was married to Bobby Troup, who also starred in Emergency. We're talking about Julie London, born in the state in 1926. This actor starred in several films, including The Way We Were and Under Siege. Patrick O'Neill, born in the state in 1927. This actor is best known for her role as Ellie Mae on The Beverly Hillbillies. Donna Douglas, born in the state in 1932. And Grammy Award-winning singer and actress Olivia Newton-John, born in the state in 1948. Celebrating birthdays today, Luke Pelkey, happy birthday, and Reagan Benally, also celebrating a birthday today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs, the brats, the hot dogs, the hamburgers. Don't forget about the beef sticks, too, from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a 6-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch. Don't forget to use the Dairy Queen app. Earn those reward points, and then you can redeem those reward points for some great Dairy Queen treats, too. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO Free Blizzard Treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs low 80s, southwest winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows low 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, patchy, dense fog early in the morning. Highs low 80s for Saturday, sunshine. We'll have highs low 80s. Do have sunshine across the region this morning. Plum City at 64, Wabasha, Nelson, and Pepin 56. Ogallee and Mondovi at 55, Lake City also at 56. Here at WRDN, we have sunshine 63. On the way, we're going to talk with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron about the city council meeting from last night. First, though, here's Confederate Railroad in Queen of Memphis. Good morning, it's 8:42.
I hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. Things I'd never seen back there on that farm. She set my soul on fire. She fulfilled all my dreams. A boy became a man that night in the arms of the Memphis Queen. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Sweet shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. Just like that old man river, she keeps rolling through my mind.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Duran Mayor Patrick Milliner, as we talk about the City Council meeting from last night. Mr. Mayor, we had some of the financial folks in to talk about the financial status of the city, and kind of there might be some options here for projects down the road.
Yeah, Ehlers and Associates, who we've obviously worked with for decades, are a company that works with a lot of municipalities and so on about their finances. And what was basically reported last night is that the way our payments are, we're going to have a little bit of a drop next year. We also are dealing with, as you know, we have a don't know exactly how much it's going to be that's going to pay for the small project we did on 6th Avenue and the fire department truck buy-in and so on and so forth. So in the budget process, we'll get that all settled. But the real positive news was that we're in a situation where it's nice to have some room, you know, when you're making those decisions for next year, when we do set the levy for the debt. And it helps us absorb without having to raise taxes. We're able to stay at the same at the same levels or around the same levels. And the other thing that that was learned about was that the tax incremental finance district that we have, which is good through 2034, money that is paid in taxes but specifically goes for improvements within there. And of course we've talked a lot about a project doing Madison Street that we may be able to take some of that funding from the TID district and to be able to apply that. As you know, we've been sort of struggling with trying to find ways beyond the grant money. We don't want to lose the grant of about the $900,000 that we've already received and still being able to get the project done. So there's a number of options that were talked about and some things that we can do. And so again, it was good to hear that news that we have some leeway. Let's see if we can, again, let's close out the projects that we're dealing with, pay for them as efficiently as possible from the city standpoint. And then, of course, as we look to do the Madison Street project, probably in 2026, we have some options to help finance that.
Meanwhile, the council passed an ordinance to allow folks to have chickens in town, but this was something that kind of came out of a need.
Yeah, there were a complaint. We've had received a few complaints dealing with some folks about that. We technically never had a ordinance before. There was a lot of people that believe that we did have an ordinance specifically. We do have a nuisance ordinance, obviously, that can be used in a lot of different ways. But the ordinance that was passed last night, basically 4 chickens maximum per residence. There can be no roosters. They seem to make a lot of noise and so on, and that they also must be in enclosures and so on and so forth. One of the other factors, you actually cannot slaughter the chickens in the city. You have to go take them elsewhere to a place that would do that for you or outside the city. It's just to do those. So again, chickens are allowed, but again, we just came up with a way of dealing with things. Structures must be so far back from other people's property, you can't do that. So that was approved. It will go into effect as soon as it's published. Again, as I said, so we officially do have a ordinance. You can have chickens, but obviously there's some regulation on that.
Meanwhile, the police department received a very nice grant, and it's going to be used to upgrade the handguns that have to be replaced.
Yeah, a private company gave a grant to the police department to use for equipment or whatever. It was a situation where usually the handguns that are used by the police department are replaced about every 5 to 7 years. Well, we're at 5 years. So the chief brought together a plan that we would use that plus a little money out of his vehicle fund to the total about after we trade in that we're going to be able to do that. And the other thing about it is we're talking about adding these red dot, I'm not a big gun guy, red dot sights, which are more accurate. And if you do have a suspect that you're dealing with that you're in a situation with, you got better vision. There's a number of things that are positive. A lot of agencies, I know, for example, the sheriff's department went to this a year or so ago, this type of sighting. But again, it's using, first of all, the generosity of the community to grant the money to them. And then, of course, with just a little bit of shuffling of about $600 out of another fund, we're able to get those replaced because we're going to have to do that sooner or later anyway. But again, and then the nice thing about it, too, is the chief of police, Stan Ridgway, he's actually certified in this, so he can train his own staff. We don't have to go outside, but hopefully those new guns will be in service this fall.
Meanwhile, another nice donation really from Durant Sportsman's Club to repair the boat landings.
Yeah, the as you know, there's sort of as the panels that are there, sort of that those ribbed areas, I guess. So work is being done on both the one that is up by the Veterans Park and then also the one that's on the other end of town. And that work is presently being done, but again, to improve the boat landings. They, of course, obviously with use and with different things, they break up a little bit. But again, thanks to the Durant Sportsman's Club, we were able to complete that project.
Finally, with the water filter plant, we're still waiting for some approvals?
Yeah, we're going through some things. The state has come back. They've had some more questions for our engineering firm as we're doing that. You know, we know that there's this project is going to happen. It's something that we need to do with our plant and so on and so forth. And but again, as I said, just some more, a few more hoops to go through. We're also in the process, of course, looking at the water rates through the PSC. That process is moving forward. So again, we're getting that in place. Hopefully have a pretty good idea within the next few months on when that project's going to move forward.
That's Durant Mayor Patrick Miller. You're listening to WRDN.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durant. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durant. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Enjoy a taste of fall with The Cottage this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Find fall and winter apparel, delicious country home creation dips, and yummy barmaid cocktail infusions for your fall celebrations. The Cottage will be open Thursday from 9 to 5, Friday from 8 to 4, and Saturday from 8:30 to 1. Celebrate the fall season during The Taste of Fall this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at The Cottage Floral and Gift Shop, downtown Durant.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Limited time left. Are you ready to seize a unique investment opportunity that could save you in taxes for 2024 and help you secure your financial future? Goldman Sachs predicts oil to remain in the $70 to $100 range. So why not invest in the uptrend now? That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you are an SEC-accredited investor with at least $100,000 in liquid assets, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's exclusive projects and a significant tax write-off for 2024. But hurry, there's limited time left this year to benefit from the incredible tax incentive. Imagine nearly 100% of your investment being deductible for 2024. Don't miss out on this limited-time opportunity to create monthly income for up to 20 or more years to come. Call 800-287-6691 now and connect to a knowledgeable Encore Energy representative. Encore is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call Encore Energy now at 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in life. Well, Thought that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and living well. My days are brighter, my sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
If you're coming with me, you need nerves of steel. 'Cause I take